You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Indeed it is at 3:04 here on a Monday in Eastern Iowa. Great to have you with us here. There we go. Who took program out of there? Did you do that? Isaac, did you do that?
No, that wasn't me.
Okay. All right.
I swear, I promise it was not me.
Better look now.
I don't record anything before your guys' show. So it might have been, I know, not to, you know, throw Z under the bus, but Destiny's been known to come in here every now and then.
Okay. Now the truth comes out. All right. Okay. What are they doing on the other side of that wall over there? Those crazy ladies. Well, we welcome you in. A little bit late, but we're here. We're ready to go. It is the Gym Class here on a Monday here on KGYM. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You heard from Isaac, our producer, and we got a great show lined up for you today. A lot of reaction from Cy-Hawk Saturday. Iowa beating Iowa State by a touchdown. What did it mean for both teams? What did it mean on Saturday? What's it mean going forward? We're going to get your thoughts about it. Overreaction Monday as far as the first week of the National Football League season is concerned. We'll talk about that and more. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. Love to hear from you today. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. That is also 319-366-1600. As we come your way from the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on 1600 ESPN KGYM. Also heard on 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And brought to you each and every day by our presenting sponsor. And that, of course, is DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. And we welcome everyone on a very, very solemn day, obviously, September the 11th. We all know what happened 22 years ago today. And get a chance to reflect. Go ahead and do that. You get a chance to thank a first responder, a police officer, a fireman, firewoman, whatever the case may be. Please do that today as we remember everyone here on September the 11th. And Mark joins me from the back porch on the southwest side on a fall-like Monday here in Eastern Iowa. How you doing?
Doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And I join you in marking this day from 22 years ago that whoever it may have affected. And fact of the matter is affected all of us. And you know, now we go on to sports, which was what we've done over these many years,
indeed. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. And of course, we start things off with what transpired in Ames on Saturday is the Iowa Hawkeyes with a victory over Iowa State in a game, I think, Mark, that basically everybody saw was going to play out exactly how it played out. Iowa winning 20-13. Hawkeyes getting a pick six from Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, Sebastian Castro. Just a few too many mistakes by Iowa State, and the Cyclones showed a spunk at the end, had a chance to perhaps tie it up, or, as I told several people that I was conversing with throughout the game, Iowa State scores. I still think they would have went for the win in that game. It will never know. But I think with the momentum that they had, I think they would have gone for two. But we'll never know. We will indeed never know. Your first impressions of the game on Saturday, Mark?
Well, there are many. The game, in some respects, did not play out as I might have thought. I mean, this is a 20-3 game with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. But it was Iowa's inability to add on, or in the case of the end of the game, a little bit less than 2 minutes left, you know, to make a third and one and perhaps run the clock out. But a lot of that credit goes to Iowa State as well. You know, through three quarters, that crowd over in Ames was essentially quiet. It didn't come to life until, you know, the touchdown pass with about 3 minutes left. I mean, it was third and 18. And Iowa State had a fourth down, going for it, and scored a touchdown. A lot of momentum right there, but Iowa State could not get another one as Iowa's defense rose to the occasion. You know, I'm concerned about the quarterback situation going forward. Not McNamara's talent, but you think about this offense is really hamstrung. And the offensive line is not playing well. I thought it played a little bit better. Allowed one sack and whatnot. But you think about McNamara can't do a quarterback sneak. Can't play action rollout, apparently. We never saw that. That has been a big part of Iowa's playbook. So, again, I think this offense is hamstrung to a certain extent. But the good old reliable defense and special teams came through. Sebastian Castro with the play of the game. I don't think there's much question about a 30-yard interception and return, but on the Iowa State side, I like Rocco Becht. I think he's a quality quarterback. He gave Iowa problems with passes to the perimeter, picked on Deshaun Lee quite a bit. And, you know, Iowa State didn't get any points out of that first drive, which was 15 plays. Exactly how you might script it, but a Logan Lee blocked field goal took care of that, and next thing you know, I was kicking a field goal to take the lead for good. So, I mean, there's many aspects to this game, but those are some.
319-366-1600 here at 312 as we start to dive into Iowa and Iowa State. Things that popped out, I kind of thought it would play out. It played out the way I kind of envisioned it. One big mistake, and that was the ball game. Iowa State, give them a lot of credit for coming back at the end. I thought Iowa played a little bit not to lose so much in the fourth quarter. They got very, very predictable as far as the offense is concerned. Insert your own line here. I'm sure if you're on both sides of the equation. And as far as Iowa State is concerned, you're right about Cade McNamara. He is hamstrung right now, literally and figuratively, as far as what he can do. There's already questions going out there. Should he sit for the Western Michigan game? You know, that.
No.
I agree. I agree. I don't think he should either. And you got to get him in there, get him some reps. He's still pretty green as far as this offense in-game situations is concerned. Be great to get a big lead against the Bronx and then take him out. That would be the best-case scenario. That was supposed to be the scenario against Utah State. Didn't exactly play out that way. As far as Iowa State is concerned, I like Norton and Sama. I really do. They're a little bit different running styles. I think they both can be very effective. I thought the Iowa State defensive line was very, very good. I'm not sure, save for a couple teams in the Big Ten West, that Iowa's going to play a defensive line that was as good as Iowa State's. And they gave Iowa fits. I mean, I thought Logan Jones had problems all day at center, trying to keep that middle out. Got a little bit better toward the end. And Iowa's offensive line, okay, as far as the game is concerned. Iowa State did not take a lot of shots downfield, which kind of surprised me a little bit. I thought they would take some shots, especially, like you said, not against Cooper DeJean so much, but on the other side of the field. I thought they would take a couple shots. Really didn't. They had a very controlled game plan, took it right down the field. If Iowa State gets that field goal, who knows how things play out early on in that game. I'm sure Iowa doesn't jump out to the big lead that they jumped out to at that particular point. I just keep looking at J.J. Cole on the bench, though. And it's not that I'm anti-Rocco Becht, Mark, but he's a redshirt freshman. You got J.J. Cole as a freshman. And you've got a pretty darn good one from Southeast Polk coming in next year in Moberly. Got three pretty good quarterbacks, and I think the two that are the higher stars are not playing, at least one right now anyway, for Iowa State. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? 319-366-1600 as we start our comments about Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium. They also let them play, Mark. They let them play. They let Iowa State get away with stuff. They let Iowa obviously get away with stuff. Iowa did not have a taken, accepted penalty on the day. Iowa State had only two.
I'm with you on the running backs. I think Sam against needs to get the ball more.
I agree.
He only carried it eight times as opposed to Norton's 21. Iowa State rushed for fewer than 3 yards a carry. The long gain was 11 yards. So, by and large, that's a pretty good job. But those are a couple dangerous backs, I think, going forward. And we haven't said anything about the Iowa State secondary with Tampa and others back there. That's a really good group. I mean, Iowa's wide receivers were targeted only 5 times, caught 2 balls. They were largely inconsequential.
On the text line, thank you very much for joining in on the conversation. We do appreciate it. David and Hudson with a couple of thoughts here. I thought the Hawkeye offensive line looked a little bit better in the run game. They do need to get a pass rush. And I don't understand, to answer your question, Mark, I don't understand why they don't run Hill out there for quarterback sneak. It's their best short yardage play. You're giving it away, first of all, if Deacon Hill is in there, sort of, I guess. You're going to have to let him throw or do something else a couple times if you run him out, just to give the defense some pause, just to let them see something different on film. It's not film anymore. On video. Sorry, we're old.
I was 3rd-and-1. Patterson ticked off a 59-yard run. That's a little bit better than a sneak, but by and large, that didn't happen the rest of the game. Now, that was a terrific play. Kirk Ferentz credited Connor Colby with an excellent block on that play. Why that worked, and largely nothing else did. Iowa, take that out of the equation. I know you can't do that, but take 59 yards out of the equation, and Iowa rushed for 1.9 per carry.
True.
There it is once again. So in regards to putting Deacon Hill out there, I'm not opposed to it, but use Deacon as a decoy.
Yeah, you just can't do the same thing each and every time. That's, you got to show them something a little bit different. Iowa did take some shots, as 96-63 points out on the text line. If Iowa quarterback's healthy, is that wide receiver wide open for a touchdown? Had a couple of guys open, and they just could not get it together. Iowa could have had. It's interesting. You got to play the what-if game, because if Iowa State goes down, gets the field goal early on, who knows how it plays out. Iowa hits those two big plays. That might have been a blowout, and there had been no comeback in the fourth quarter. 52-68. Utah State, by the way, scored 78 on Saturday. Yes, that's 78 to 28 over Idaho State. Idaho State's not very good, though. I guess Iowa had a pretty good game then against Utah State, says Dave. Yes, they did. And Leo, yes, as soon as I said Big Ten West, I forgot about Penn State. And their defensive line is very, very good as well for the whiteout coming up in a couple of weeks. Go ahead.
I mean, who is good in the Big Ten West? Nobody's really good. Who's going to win this West now, knowing the results of an early sample size? Wisconsin got drilled at Washington State. Minnesota's beaten a couple nobodies. Nebraska, you know.
They got coach primed.
Yeah, there is that, yeah. But worst of the weekend, Mel Tucker, but the Michigan State did win. But who's good in the Big Ten West? Who has impressed you in the Big Ten West right now? Iowa ranked 25th in the country. Folks, Iowa's not the 25th best team in the country.
Not yet.
They aren't.
319-366-1600, 1991. Iowa won last weekend and Alabama lost. They did. We'll talk more about college football as a whole coming up in just a little bit. Troy was watching tennis, so she cannot comment on the football.
Troy and I will have a discussion about the anthems that were played over the weekend at the U.S. Open, okay?
I didn't watch it. So you're going to have to have that one. You're going to have that one with Cage and Troy. 319-366-1600, who is very happy because her New Orleans Saints eked out a 16-15 win against the Tennessee Titans. Heard that game right here on KGYM. 67-14, we will talk about the NFL. The Bears couldn't get a yard either. What? In this day and age, and we've talked about it at times before, Mark, Iowa has trouble. The NFL team I follow has more trouble getting a third and a half a yard or fourth a half and a yard and a fourth and one, a third and one than any other play that they have. It's just the way that football is right now. Smash mouth is kind of gone. I will say this. I thought when Hayden Large was in there for Iowa, I thought the running game was a little bit better. He wasn't in there all that much. But when they had the fullback in there, and you texted me that on Saturday, if I recall, look what happens when the fullback is in there.
He did make a difference on several plays, I thought. And in game one, I don't think he was used. None of the fullbacks were used a whole lot. I mean, why the quarterback sneak doesn't work, we see in college. We see in the NFL. Some teams are really good at it. Iowa used to be. And some weren't. And the defense knows what's coming. If there's a little imagination on the part of the offense, you know, I don't have the answer, but you'd think, you know, the bigger quarterback, like maybe a Josh Allen or somebody like that, you ought to be able to get a yard. But that's tough going right there in the middle. And, you know, Iowa ran the ball between the tackles an awful lot. And I think it needs to rethink that.
Get outside a little bit. Did have a good game with Patterson. He was the unsung hero, or maybe the sung hero, as far as the offense is concerned. I thought Connor Colby did have a pretty good game. I thought he was the best lineman on Saturday for Iowa. Lachey had some very good catches, big catches. All had one that was particularly big. Still, like you said, did not get the ball to the wide receivers in that particular ball game. And I think a lot of people on Saturday against Western Michigan, nothing against the Bronx, but I think a lot of people want to see what Cade McNamara can do, what this offense can do, and try to find some of those wide receivers. Like Caleb Brown's kind of been a no-show so far. As an Iowa Hawkeye, son of Flipper has had his moments. He had the first touchdown, of course, of the year. Nico Roganini seems to be the guy that they like to go to still. There's always Nico out there.
Yeah, he's very reliable. And 3460 on the text line says, I'm sounding awfully negative today. Get off my lawn type things. And, you know, I think I respect your opinion, 3460, but don't confuse analysis with negative thinking. I try to be truthful about things, and if it's perceived as negative, so be it. I have a lot of positives to say about both teams, but I think fans want to see improvement as well. And, I mean, if you look at our text line, I think more get-off-the-lawn comments are there instead of coming out of my mouth. But I do respect your opinion.
34-35, though, does agree with you that this game, this team is still not very good on the offensive side of the ball. Very, very predictable. Let's see. It has nothing to do with the game yesterday at Soldier Field, by the way. That you're a bit negative today.
No, I called that one.
I know you did.
We're going to get on the pick six results, and I pick Green Bay. I pick Green Bay because it has a very good running game. It has more veterans than the Bears have, and a better team, period.
At least yesterday, that's for sure. 319-366-1600. We'll get to some NFL coming up for you in just a little bit. How on earth is this Iowa team a 28-point favorite against anybody? They don't score 28 points, let alone cover that, says 6608. Yeah, they, I believe, are a 28-point favorite, 4-touchdown favorite to win on Saturday against Western Michigan in a 2:35 kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. Meanwhile, Iowa State goes to Athens, Ohio, to take on the Ohio University. And they are only a 2-point favorite on the road against a pretty good MAC team. I mean, it's not Toledo who's favored to win the MAC, but it's not a bad Ohio U team. And they're going to be up for Iowa State coming in. But keep in mind, Matt Campbell going right back to his backyard roots here. Not going to be going back to Toledo. But being an Ohio native, this game's going to mean a great deal, I know, for Matt Campbell this weekend.
Well, if you believe in trap games, this week is the trap game for both Iowa and Iowa State. I don't particularly believe in that, but between the Iowa-Iowa State game, Iowa's game at Penn State, and then Oklahoma State visits Ames the following week, I thought from the beginning this might be a tough game for Iowa State. And I'll let you know what I really think on Friday, but that line movement on the Iowa-Michigan or Western Michigan game, I think I looked yesterday, it was like 24, something like that. Now it's up to 28. We're going to pick it at 27.5.
Okay. All right. Good point from 2373. Iowa could quarterback sneak when they had an All-American center. Makes a big difference. Very, very much so. And 7010 says, let's be honest, the offensive line has not been good since Reese Morgan retired. Fact. Nothing against the coaches since then, but, man, Reese Morgan was good.
I mean, yeah, he was. You hate to blame it all on George Barnett or Jones, the current center. But those are – listen, there's no Tyler Linderbaum, no Tristan Wirfs, no Brandon Scherfs coming out of the locker room come Saturday afternoon. I don't think.
No, not in my estimation, certainly. Going to get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up in just a few minutes, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Of course, maybe missed and probably very appreciative that it was, to a certain extent, was the fact that that was Kirk Ferentz's 200th win on Saturday as the coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes. And this is what Kirk had to say about win number 200.
And I'll jump this one ahead of time, just the, you know, the, 200th part, you know. I don't keep track of that, you know, I can assure you, but somebody said something a week ago about, you know, coming up the tunnel, it's 199, and then the media people who visit with them during the, getting ready for the broadcast midweek, you know, same thing. So, long story short, just, you know, really feel very honored and very appreciative, fortunate in, you know, whether it's football, life, it really doesn't matter, to do something that's, you know, has some significance. Nobody gets it alone. And certainly in football, that's the way it works. So I just think about it, you know, 40-some years ago, I landed in Iowa, not even know where I was, quite frankly, or what I was about to walk into. And commonality over all this time has just been around good people, good leadership on campus, worked with great coaches and great support staff members, and most importantly, players. And that's, players win games, and that's never going to change. You know, you got the right guys. And, you know, we got a bunch of guys in that locker room. Really, you know, thrilled to be with these guys today to have that happen. And a guy like Dallas Clark in there, I guess he got kicked off the sideline. I can understand why. But anyway, you know, have him in there too. That's just, you know, past and present. So pretty neat, and good right now.
I didn't know Dallas Clark got kicked off the sideline. So
he learns. I didn't. You're very, I think, humble. Appreciative, and I think he, you know, during the week he said it's not that big a deal, and in so many words, but I think it, you know, when he goes home at night and kicks back and has his favorite beverage on Saturday night or whatever it may be, it's impressive. It really is, and I think he knows that.
I would agree. I would agree. And congratulations to Kirk Ferentz on that 200th win at Iowa. 319-366-1600. We'll get you an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update coming up here. And then we'll before we leave Iowa and Iowa State, just thoughts on, now that this game is in the rearview mirror, how do you see the season playing out? Well, tackle that for a couple minutes before we get to the rest of college football. But it is time for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, across from the Lindale Mall. They are a classic local American restaurant, and you can find out more and take a look at their menu by going to their website at emilshideaway.com. They're open at 4 Saturday through, well, check this, Monday through Saturday. I had it backwards. Monday through Saturday. They're not open Sunday. Don't go Sunday. Mark, what we got?
The Oklahoma State-Iowa State game, referenced a little bit ago, on September 23rd, has been pegged for a 3 p.m. start on FS1. And, of course, you can hear it right here on KGYM as well. In the NFL yesterday, Baltimore's 25-9 victory over Houston. That final score is the first time ever that's happened in the NFL, for those keeping score at home. The Midwest League divisional playoffs begin tomorrow. Cedar Rapids is at Peoria in the best of three series. Game two would be Thursday night in Cedar Rapids. Game three, if necessary, Friday night. Scott, the Big 12, Big 10, and Big East have had discussions about a postseason basketball tournament for teams not in the NCAA or the NIT. The 16-team tournament has been termed very early in discussions.
I didn't say that again. What was it termed? You kind of cut out there.
Very early in discussions.
Oh. it's not a good idea. No one wants to see a team that's 8-23 play a team that's, what, 11-19? No, please don't. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. Expand the tournament if you want. Get a couple teams at 500 in. Don't do this.
It's the everybody gets the trophy tournament.
I don't think there's going to be much enthusiasm as far as television. Isaac is shaking his head. You agree. You'd rather watch third place Consi soccer tournaments than this.
Yeah, I'd rather watch the U.S. men's national team play play. I think they played Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Very good.
In a friendly. Which international friendlies are the definition of soccer games that do not matter at all.
All right, 3:34. Thank you, Mark. We'll take a break, come back, and have just a little bit more about Iowa State. We'll get to the rest of the college football landscape from Saturday in week two and take a look at the NFL when we come back here in the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And the clouds will clear and we are going to have a cool afternoon with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. The humidity will be dropping as we head into this evening, and with clear skies, we'll drop down into the upper 40s. Tomorrow will be sunny and comfortable. Temperatures will be in the low 70s, and the rest of the week will be pretty much the same. Low humidity, nice and calm weather, plenty of sunshine, and temperatures in the low to mid 70s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's Community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
September 17th, walk for pancreatic cancer research and join thousands of others together raising critical funds and awareness needed to transform pancreatic cancer into a curable disease. Register, donate, fundraise. The walk will be held at Thomas Park in Marion.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank is a true community bank, believing service still comes with a local touch. Since 1924, Fairfax State Savings Bank provides secure, honest, relationship-based banking. They understand the little things that make our community special. Strong personal connections, sincere friendliness, and a sense of pride in local growth. And that's how they've succeeded for nearly a century. Learn more at thebankhere.com. Fairfax State Savings Bank in Fairfax, Amana, and Cedar Rapids. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT, and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions, their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit circasports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Want Hawkeye football tickets? U.S. Cellular's got them, and you could win a pair. Join the Z and 1600 ESPN crew tomorrow from 4 to 6 at U.S. Cellular in Marion, 3350 7th Avenue. You could win a coveted pair of tickets to the Iowa-Rutgers game, but you gotta sign up while we're there. So stop by, see us, and register for your chance to win Hawkeye football tickets, plus a 20K vacay tomorrow from 4 to 6 at U.S. Cellular, 3350 7th Avenue.
U.S. Cellular is a proud sponsor of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
3:38, back with you here in the Gym Class on KGYM, 319-366-1600. Text line, that's the phone line as well if you'd like to discuss things with us via the phone line. And Mark, before we leave Iowa and Iowa State, watching that game on Saturday, seeing the outcome, seeing how things played out, does it change your thoughts about both teams going on in the future for this season? Yes or no?
I honestly haven't thought a whole lot about it. The starts to the seasons, probably not surprising. I think once we get into conference play, we'll know a little bit better. I think Iowa State's going to be a tough out for a lot of teams. because of that defense, because of Beck. Again, I like Beck, and you maybe see J.J. Cole. I like Sama. As far as Iowa goes, it's going to do what it does. And if it's good enough, it's good enough. If it's not, it's not. I think it will throw in some more wrinkles along the way. But as long as you have the defense and special teams, we've said it over and over, that travels.
Iowa, alluding to the comment you made earlier, Mark, about the Big Ten West, right now you got to lay it on the table. The Big Ten West right now is not very good. It's just not. Tell me, like you said, tell me a team who is head and shoulders above everybody else. Right now, it's Iowa. Iowa right now is the best team in the Big Ten West. I don't think there's any doubt about that. What that translates to, we'll see. Iowa should have an easy time with Western Michigan, and then they have to go to State College for the whiteout coming up a week from Saturday, and that's going to be a tough ask. For Iowa State, I'll say this. I think the Cyclones must win the next two. Absolutely have to win the next two if they want to get to six. Should win in Athens against the Ohio Bobcats. That game against Okie State then, the Big 12 opener at home, I think Iowa State has to win to get to a bowl game.
I think that's pretty good analysis, and it would go a long way towards that end. The Big 12's tough, not quite as tough as the Pac-12. Pac-12 is 18-0,
yeah.
By the way. But as far as the Big Ten West, there's no separation right now. Minnesota, okay, it's 1-0 in the Big Ten. Iowa, okay. Illinois, kind of disappointing. Purdue. Wisconsin, you'd say, is disappointing. Northwestern would like to play UTEP again. And I think if there's any team that I think looks better to me, it's Nebraska. Should have won that Minnesota game. The Colorado game was a lot closer than the final score. I think Nebraska, I don't know if it'll be a factor in the West, but don't turn your back on the Huskers.
Yeah, it was closer than 36-13. I mean, Nebraska just gave them points. Big Ten West looks pretty bad. This is 86-99. Cyclone Tim had a bad weekend. Cyclones lose, Vikings lose, and he is already out of the KGYM knockout pool. Ugh. By the way, if you have not entered, you still can before kickoff tonight with the KGYM knockout pool. Go to our website, kgymradio.com, your chance to win $300. Now, you must pick the Bills or the Jets tonight. You have no choice because it is the Monday night game. But you can still get in and get a chance to win that $300. So, best of luck if you're still in it. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Mark, there was other college football over the weekend. I got to say, I was very impressed with Sark and the Texas Longhorns. They got some real talent on that team, and they got burners on the outside. And for once, Alabama just, they made too many mistakes, including a holding call on Caden Proctor that brought back a touchdown. By the way, those of you that commented on that, don't do that. You got to wish everybody well in whatever choice they make in life, but I digress. Alabama just, they're young and they just don't have those go-to guys on the outside right now for Saban. And not saying that Alabama is going to have a 7-5 season, but I may be drinking the Kool-Aid if Texas is back, man.
They really look good on the road, winning by 10. And opened my eyes at the very least. And you wonder, I mean, do we have a some people thinking maybe a changing of the guard in college football. I mean, LSU has already lost. Bama has lost. Oregon had to score 20 in the fourth quarter to beat Texas Tech. I'm not ready to go that far, I don't think, because I think Alabama and LSU are still two quality football teams. But when you lose at home, as the Crimson Tide did, you got to scratch your head. And now goes on the road to face a non-power team. One of the few times Alabama's ever done that.
New top 25 is out, as Mark alluded to earlier on. Iowa is in the top 25 for the AP poll at number 25. They're number 24 as far as the coaches poll is concerned. Big mover was Texas. They go up 7. Alabama falls 7 spots. Ohio State fell 1 spot. Didn't look particularly good. They actually were behind 7-0 against Youngstown State. And you got Miami after their convincing win over Texas A&M. They are in the poll. Washington State is in the poll. And Iowa in the poll this week as the Hawkeyes get ready to take on Western Michigan. And this is, if you liked last week in the world of college football, you get kind of a week off. Week 3 is usually not the best week of the college football season, Mark, and it certainly is not this week. There are a few good games. Don't get me wrong. There's always going to be a few good games, but this is not the greatest slate of college football coming up this Saturday.
No, it's not. I was able to identify 6 games for Friday's Emo's Hideaway pick 6, but it's not a sterling slate by any means. And, you know, I mentioned the Pac-12. It has 8 members ranked in the top 25. I had a sneaky suspicion that this league was going to go out in a blaze of glory. And there was a meeting today, Oregon State and Washington State, trying to plead their case about ownership of the Pac-12. Folks, it's dead. It's dead on arrival very soon. But I don't know. Changing of the guard. Florida State has ascended.
Washington, the Washington Huskies are back, man.
Back there is USC. Tennessee has a big game at Florida this week. If the Vols can win that, you know. I'm surprised more people aren't drinking the Kool-Aid on Colorado.
There's enough.
The Buffs are 18 after being unranked in the preseason, so I guess that's about where it belongs. So after 2 weeks, pretty interesting.
Don't storm the field when you beat Nebraska. Cajun Troy has dialed us up here on a Monday. How you doing?
Yeah, well, it's been a while since Colorado had something to run on the field for, okay? So, you know, let them do that. But two things I have to say. This is my college championship game, okay?
Okay.
These two teams stay healthy. It is Florida State and it's Texas. Arch Manning better get into that transfer portal. Maybe he can come to Iowa, because I don't think he's going to be on that field at Texas anytime soon, you know? So, but that the defensive line for Florida State, I mean, it just could bring in and bring in. They just keep on bringing in. And those two teams right now, Alabama, you know, the transfer portal hurting them. And so, you know, and that's what happens. But that's my championship game is Texas and Florida State. Those are two strong teams or whatever, you know.
I can see that. They both have tough games. We know that, but it's
– Well, the only one Florida State have is Clemson.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Clemson, they're going – I mean, that defensive front is just crazy. I mean, you know, Brian Kelly, I'm going to give him one more year, and he got to get out of LSU because, you know, we used the NFL wide receivers. I don't know who he have out there now, you know, so we can't handle that or whatever. But all in all, so that's what's pretty good. And, Deuce, you know, you got – listen, the first week primetime won, that was recruiting, you know. And, I mean, Nebraska turned the ball over. That poor quarterback, I felt bad for him, you know. So he had, you know, they'll like you say, they'll get better. They will. But what I like about Colorado, they're going to fit perfect in the Big 12 next year because no one plays defense, and, you know, they just score points. So, you know, that's going to be, you know, a perfect fit. But I think USC going to kill them. I think Oregon's going to kill them. You know, they got some big games to play.
They do.
Yes, they do all that, whatever. And then, you know, our boy at from UNI, our little offensive lineman, he had a tough day yesterday. But, you know, he'll be all right because that Tennessee front four is crazy.
They're good. They're good. They're good. It was a good win for the Saints yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, and I have my YouTube TV thing, so I'm watching the game, and we had this big third down and nine, you know, and then all of a sudden CBS changed it to the game, and that play was over, and YouTube TV had about a minute left before we caught up with it.
All right. Hey, good to hear from you, Troy.
All right. Okay, take it. Dude, we'll talk later about tennis, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Troy.
Bye-bye.
Gage and Troy joining us here at 3:50. We need to take a break.
No, I'm a believer in Colorado, but Troy, Archer's making $3.4 million in NIL money. I don't know if he's going to head down the road anytime soon.
Yeah, and not playing. Right now, yeah. That's a good gig if you can get it. That's a good gig, although he wants to get on the field. We know that. All right, 3:50. We'll come back after break here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Sitting in a work vehicle is just part of the job, but being uncomfortable isn't. A bad seat can hurt your back and cause an injury that takes you and your vehicle out of commission. Auto Interiors and Convertibles has the solution. They'll overhaul that seat, redo the foam, tune up the springs, and repair the upholstery if it needs it. You won't believe how much better it feels to have your seat in that seat all day. For farm, construction, or service vehicle seat repairs, get in touch with Auto Interiors and Convertibles in Cedar Rapids. AutoInteriorsCR.com.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Spencer on Sports coming up next at 4 o'clock, taking up to 6 o'clock. Then at 6:30 tonight, we have Monday Night Football. The Aaron Rodgers era begins as the New York Jets, Jets take on the Buffalo Bills. Coming up this evening, 6:30 on all of our frequencies on 1600 ESPN, KGYM. Mark, we need to crown a weekly champion in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast. It's Cedar Rapids. Who is the king this week?
The winner is Dave. And I'll give you a little bit of time to dig up our listener winner. But Dave and Spencer are both 4-2. But Dave won the tiebreaker with net rushing yards for Iowa. I was 3-3. Scott, you were 2-4. And another edition coming up on Friday.
We'll try to do better. We will try to do better. We'll get to, Isaac is on the phone with our winner right now, so we will get the name coming up here in just a moment from Isaac. Overreaction Monday to the first weekend of the National Football League, Mark. Everyone is not as good as they appear to be, nor are they as bad as they appear to be, which is good news for both your Bears and my Chiefs. And by the way, Kadarius Toney, please close your mouth after that performance on Thursday, getting after your former New York Giant teammates after their loss to the Cowboys last night.
I think Cincinnati is not as bad as that awful loss to Cleveland. Hats off to Cleveland. That was a terrific win. Chicago Bears may be as bad as they were. Minnesota losing at home to Tampa Bay.
To Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and Seattle getting beat at home by the Rams. But last night, Dallas put a knot on the Giants' head. And you go back to Thursday, Detroit winning in Kansas City was among the most impressive.
Pittsburgh getting taken down by Brock Purdy and the 49ers. And Brandon Ayuk and Purdy getting together on a couple of occasions for touchdowns. The story continues. San Francisco is really, really good. I don't think the Steelers are as bad as they looked yesterday. I agree with you. Cincinnati is not as bad as they looked yesterday. I don't know. I thought Washington looked good yesterday as well. Anybody? By the way, who's our winner, Isaac?
That would be Bob in Parnell.
Bob, thank you for listening. Thanks for playing along. Appreciate it. Did somebody catch your eye over the weekend in the NFL?
I mean, I want to be full homer and say the Packers. I think Jordan Love looked pretty okay. Granted, Chicago's defensive pass rush isn't fantastic or anything, but as far as, you know, starting your first Bears-Packers game, not much more you could really want from Jordan Love, I would think, right?
I would agree.
He was good. Plus a rookie wide receiver torching the Bears. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So I think he looked comfortable, and I think the LaFleur offense without any Aaron input also looked pretty solid, really balanced, I thought.
True.
Who do you guys like tonight?
Oh, I like the Bills.
Yeah, Bills feels right. I think there's too much change at the Jets. It's going to take at least a couple games to get used to Aaron in there.
The Bills are my team to win the Super Bowl, so I got to go with them tonight. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, certainly, because it is on the road at MetLife. They'll get that big NY out of the middle and put the Jets logo, and hopefully somebody will score who's a New York team at MetLife. And then two prime time games coming up to start the season. But should be entertaining tonight. Remember, Josh Allen still plays for the Buffalo Bills, and they got a lot of talent. And, hey, a lot of Cyclones on this, as we got a text earlier on, the New York Jet Cyclones, Cyclone Jets, coming up tonight. We'll have it for you at 6:30 here on KGYM. Tomorrow, yes, it's still baseball season, everybody. Cal Eldred is going to join us. We'll talk about the Major League season going down to the wire. And Kirk Ferentz will be meeting the media coming up tomorrow. Matt Campbell as well, as Iowa gets ready to take on Western Michigan. Iowa State gets ready to go out to Ohio to take on the Bobcats of Ohio University. And Mark, good show. Thank you very much. And we will talk with you coming up tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Isaac, we'll talk to you tomorrow as well.
Sounds good.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Anyone who has ever needed self-storage knows what a hassle it can be. You have to rent or borrow a truck and